everybody. Welcome to the chaos. This is going to be a very interesting mini-conf. We might fall on our faces and it might work really well. I've got no idea. I've never tried anything like this before. We'll just have to see what happens. So, I'll just give you a quick outline of the day. And then Andy is going to lead us through the first session. We're starting very hands-on, so actually soldering and putting things together. And after lunch, we're then going to have a couple of sessions where there will be demonstrations done of things that you can do with software running on this particular board that we're going to assemble. And then throughout the day, as it proceeds, it's going to become more theoretical and more advanced, I suppose, moving more into the software realm in terms of what you can do on an Arduino. So in just a moment, Andy will get started, and we're going to run through the process of assembling the kits that you've got. Okay, now, the way we're going to run this first session, it's not going to be just a matter of someone standing up the front and talking the whole time. The idea is that rather than doing demonstrations from the front, it's going to be demonstrations in person. So we have a whole bunch of people here today who are experienced both with Arduino and with electronics in general. So the idea is that when you're working on each desk, there will be someone around nearby who will provide you some hands-on assistance. Everybody that's the tutorial assistants, hands up. There should be a few in the room. Yeah, so there are a bunch of people here that know what they're doing, unlike me. So Andy's going to give a quick intro and explain what we're doing, and then we'll get straight into it. You can try it for yourself.
Okay, well, welcome to our Arduino build session. We're really pleased everyone rocked up. We had no idea how many people, what sort of kits they'd like, and it's worked out surprisingly well. A lot of people have put a lot of time into sourcing parts, designing hardware, making bits of software, bringing it all together. But it's all still very much a work in progress, which I think is a wonderful thing, because rather than getting something that's finished, complete, in a box, and you can't touch and have any input to, there's more work to do on the software. We'll do another round of the hardware, and so on. We'd like to try and create a community of people who are working on this platform, which may be something for educational, for schools, or just for people in general to learn more about Arduinos by having a fairly handy shield good to go. So, yeah, please feel that you're going to be able to contribute to this whole exercise. So the goal for the next two sessions, which is approximately an hour and a half, is to basically complete the assembly of this shield, if you've got one of the 20 half-assemble kits. There's three stages. The first stage of 20 minutes is basically a quick win. To get the display, get you going with some soldering skills, get the display up and running very quickly. Second stage is to get some buttons and potentiometer happening, and the third stage is the sensors and relays. You'll find on your board, which will looks like this, has some parts on it, that in one section there's Zigbee stuff's already complete, and the Arduino header is already complete, and that's already been tested, so it's partially functional already. Oh, there we go. That's the half assembled board, which many of you will have. Just a quick description. We believe it's got quite a lot of good parts for a fairly modest cost. This is a display like this would normally cost about $30 in JCAR. It was about $10 sourced by Mitch. There's three input buttons which can be used for whatever you want, and just sort of shows how you can use a number of buttons and a resistor ladder off a single analog input to rather than having three digital inputs. There's a potentiometer which gives for basically setting values between 0 and 100 or whatever you like to do. A couple of relays for controlling things, maybe a 12-volt fan or turn some lights on and off. There is a light sensor, temperature sensor, and there's Zigbee for mesh networking. That just hangs off the same serial receive transmit lines as the USB. And then there's this chip up here allows us to just use three control lines from the Arduino to control the display rather than having to use six. And there's also a prototyping area. In this case, I've gone and put a small breadboard on there, but you can obviously put parts on there directly. Luke, who actually designed this board, the evening before we flew over here, he went and put an Arduino in the prototyping area, so this board just sort of stands alone. It's got its own built-in smarts. On this one, I've just gone and put a header so I can put servo motors and other little bits and pieces and hang off the breadboard, so there's that here as well. In terms of tools and equipment, not much is required. We can pretty much do this all with a soldering iron and the cutters just to cut off the excess component leads. The soldering irons, well, we couldn't afford 20 really expensive soldering stations, so they're cheap and cheerful. The tip's a bit big, but we did actually build one of these boards with these soldering irons, so we know it can be done. There's also this placemat, which when you start pulling your parts out of the bag and start putting on the placemat, just makes it easy to identify what part goes at what stage. And on the back, the traditional resistor color code chart, so you can identify the resistors. You can't call yourself a real electronics engineer unless you can name the colors and their values. So hopefully everyone's got an Arduino and an assemble kit and the parts they need. Now, quick word on safety. I guess we can joke about software people not knowing which end of the soldering line to hold, but by the end of the day, you will. When you're soldering, the flux and the solder, or the tin, that can come off as fumes, so we don't go and sort of taking great big wafts of breath whilst you're soldering. So, if you're flicking a lead of soldering iron, there's a small chance if you flick it that way, you could pull a bit of hot soldering iron. So if you've got glasses or a bit of eye protection, that's highly recommended. Joints can remain hot for a while, so don't just go and solder on a component and get it really hot, then go and grab the leads. You'll burn yourself. There's little cheap little stands to make sure we don't burn the tables. Just don't run with scissors, all that sort of advice. So if you really are very new to soldering, please ask someone who's more experienced to come and give you just a bit of a quick start. Yes. So no experimenting on bits of paper and small furry creatures or Windows developers. Okay, so let's get going. We've basically got three sections and about 20 minutes a section. So if you can just grab your placemats out and start putting components on them. What we'd like to do is on the pebble, there is a bottom header for the LCD, so if you're new to soldering, we'd like to get people just to put that piece on first, because that's one of the easiest parts to do, and it doesn't. If you make a mistake, it doesn't really damage anything. So we recommend people starting with the bottom. Okay. Here we go.
One thing we didn't pre-distribute to the desks was solder. So what we'll do is, if anyone doesn't have solder on their desk, let me know and we'll cut some off for you. Actually, one little hint, something I should have mentioned earlier, when it comes to putting the headers on for the LCD, it can be a real pain holding them in while you solder them. So a little trick is, plug the headers into the LCD and then put it onto the PCB, and that holds them all perfectly aligned. You can just turn it over and solder on the back. Hello. Could you just have quiet for a second, please? Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, for those that are listening, thanks, Hugh. Okay, so some people are making really good progress, but we're going to checkpoint at the end of the stuff on section one, which is the LCD parts. If you've got that far, before you plug everything together and power it up, come and see Andy or myself. And Andy has, and Mike, I think, was down the back with a USB memory stick with software that you can use for testing the LCD. So as you get to the end of that part of the hardware assembly, come and see us and we'll take you on to the next stage. And the other thing is, before you power it up, you will need to put a bit of tape over the top of the USB socket on your Arduino, otherwise it can short against the bottom of the pebble. So, yeah, we can help with that too. if you are wanting to test your LCD assembly, you can bring an Arduino up to the front. We'll plug it in and zap in some software that will let you power it up and see what happens. We have a whole production line happening up the front here for loading the test code on. So if you're ready to load onto an Arduino and plug it into the LCD and see what happens, then bring it up the front, please.
If I can have everyone's attention for a sec. Thanks. If I just have everyone's attention just for a sec. Okay, a bit further. Okay. Well, what we hope is that most people have completed stage one. So, is there anyone who hasn't completed the stage one and got the display going? Like this gentleman here? Who hasn't got stage one going? Okay, one, two maybe. Three. Okay, so we've got three people. We'll talk about stage two, because I know there's some other people who are rocketing ahead. So just quickly about stage one. It's probably really hard to see, but basically this is a schematic which shows the Arduino on the right, the 4094 chip in the middle, and the display on the left. This is probably almost impossible, so I'm not going to spend much time describing this at the moment. We'll talk about more when we get to the software. That's this first stage, and they're the five parts you should put on. So hopefully everyone has completed that display, brought their Arduino up to get the firmware burnt, tested it, and then seen a message come up displaying saying ICO, the time, the LDR and temperature, which won't work yet. The next stage is to get the buttons and the potentiometer. So that's the putting the middle, everything in the middle column of this placemat on your board. You should find this quite quick. Basically what we're doing is we've basically got three input buttons hanging off three resistors, which every time you push a button, it provides a different voltage to the Arduino. There's a potentiometer, which is a variable resistor, And that's pretty much all there is to this stage. So it's basically a matter of putting these parts on. So if everyone could get cracking on stage two. Is there anyone who's working on stage three, putting the sensors and stuff on? Okay, about to start. Okay, so... Right, so is there... Okay. I'll have to put some new firmware on for that, so... Okay, so if everyone's happy, please continue.
Okay, quite a few people have already finished the stage two assembly. And if that's the case, just keep going straight on to stage three. Put those parts on as well, because later on we can test stages one, two, and three all combined. But for now, just keep going with hardware assembly.